Imagine discovering that the very qualities you've been trying to hide are actually your greatest assets in finding love. This revolutionary insight forms the foundation of deeper dating, where conventional wisdom gets turned upside down. Rather than fixing yourself to become more attractive, what if embracing your authentic self, especially your vulnerabilities, is the real key to meaningful connection? Your deepest sensitivities, the places where you feel life most intensely, are what Ken Page calls your core gifts. These aren't flaws to overcome, but the essence of who you are. Perhaps you've been told you're too emotional, too intense, or too sensitive. These supposed weaknesses may actually be your greatest strengths in finding someone who truly values you. The journey to authentic love isn't about becoming someone new, but about revealing who you've always been beneath layers of protection and disconnection. When you honor these gifts rather than hiding them, you develop a personal gravity that naturally attracts the right people into your orbit. Picture your intimate life as a target with three concentric rings. At the center lies the gift zone, where you connect with your authentic self and experience true intimacy. Here, you feel most alive, your sensitivity generating both joy and pain. When operating from this zone, you carry a luminosity, even in sadness, because you're embracing experience with compassion. The middle ring, the zone of protection, is where we retreat when vulnerability feels overwhelming. Here, we create airbrushed versions of ourselves that shield us from risk but generate less love. Protection tools include workaholism, substance abuse, romantic obsessions, or emotional distancing. The outermost ring, the zone of disconnection, is where isolation becomes painful, a barren landscape of emptiness. Most of us move between these zones without recognizing where we are. Try this 3-minute intimacy fix. Breathe deeply and notice which zone you're in. If disconnected, don't judge yourself. Simply imagine entering your gift zone and consider what might help you move closer. Each practice quiets self-criticism and invites intimacy into your life. Your core gifts are like children needing nurture and your protection in the world. Despite their challenging intensity, they deserve a place in your decision-making. Like good parents, allow yourself to be transformed by their needs. Discover your gifts by asking, what hurts your heart the most? What fills your heart the most? These questions reveal your intimacy journey's deeper story. If you've repeatedly been hurt around a particular sensitivity, feeling unseen or unappreciated, that likely points to a core gift. Similarly, moments when your heart feels fullest reveal what truly matters to you. Many of us instinctively retreat from joy, minimizing positive feelings through self-deprecation. Joy is difficult to bear. It weakens our defenses and triggers superstitious fears. Learning to sustain joy longer is one of life's great tasks. As you connect with what truly fills your heart, you'll naturally attract people who appreciate the authentic you.
Have you ever been crazy about someone who wasn't emotionally available? These attractions of deprivation knock us off balance, triggering insecurities and longing, frequently ending in pain. Like an undertow, they draw us in. We feel compelled to win our partner's love or approval. Signs include unavailability, hurtful criticism, and manipulation, essentially seeking love from someone who won't truly give it. The secret to lasting love lies in choosing attractions of inspiration instead. These relationships have warmth and easiness, where our challenge is accepting our partner's caring, not winning it. Our partners might challenge us to grow, but fundamentally love us for who we are. Our attractions mirror our relationship with our core gifts. When we deny a gift, we're drawn to people who similarly dishonor it. Jung called this projection. When we repress parts of ourselves, they manifest externally. Each of us creates a myth of lost love explaining childhood pain. By identifying your attractions of deprivation, you can recognize negative patterns and discover which gifts you need to honor more fully.
Dating becomes less painful when approached with the right skills. First, be kind and thoughtful. Kindness acts as both a powerful romantic intoxicant and an effective filter.
Second, if you like someone, show it. Research confirms that expressing interest strongly develops serious relationships. Small risks like touching their hand can transform a dead-end date into something special. Third, focus on connection quality rather than mental scorecards. Tune into your bodily and emotional responses for deeper compatibility insights. Fourth, practice bravery. Approaching someone new requires courage that builds like a muscle with practice. Fifth, master squinting, seeing past minor external imperfections to someone's whole being. Sixth, share your passions and invite theirs. Speaking enthusiastically about what matters creates authentic connection. Finally, become discriminating about what matters most. Seek kindness, emotional generosity, and qualities that inspire you. We can't force attractions, but we can educate them. In attractions of inspiration, a spark can grow into a flame if properly nurtured. People who exclusively pursue intense, immediate attraction are less likely to find lasting love than those willing to explore connections in the middle range. Research shows that gentle touch, personal disclosure, acts of kindness, and eye gazing create connections that can develop into attraction. Studies of arranged marriages reveal that couples grow more in love over time, while in non-arranged marriages, love often fades by up to 50% in 18 months. After 10 years, love in arranged marriages is nearly twice as strong because these couples commit to growing their love rather than waiting passively. When exploring a connection with someone who feels like an attraction of inspiration but with minimal sexual spark, allow attraction to naturally ebb and flow. As we care more deeply for someone, new neural pathways, emotional connections, and sense memories develop. The simple rule: give more fully and receive more openly. Our healing journey happens through relationship. We're wounded and healed in connection with others. The fundamental shift occurs when we stop asking, "How do I rate in love?" and instead ask, "Can I be brave enough to treasure my intimate self and share it with the right people?" The brass ring isn't something to compete for. It's your own deep humanity and relationships where you feel treasured. Like Helen Keller, trapped in darkness until Annie Sullivan gave her language, our gifts often live in isolation until the right people help us recognize them. When we find those who understand our gifts, we find home. Every time we choose our soul over our shoulds, we grow stronger. The message is simple yet profound. The parts of yourself you've been hiding are the keys to finding love. When you honor your core gifts and share them only with those who treasure them, you create a magnetic field that naturally draws the right people toward you. Your core has been guiding you home all along.